In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So as I was thinking about this morning's reading, I began to think a little bit about a musical that I had seen maybe a few months ago. And when I go to a musical, that pretty much means that I go to Northview, right? So, and at Northview, there are two kids in our community who participate in these, and that is Andrew Ellis and Vasilia Lagakis. So the two of them were in this musical. Now, the musical that I was thinking about today is called Chicago. Now, if you've seen it, you're probably wondering, Father Larry, what could this possibly have to do with this morning's gospel reading? Well, there's a certain character. There's a certain character in that musical, and his name is Amos. And that character was actually played by our own Andrew Ellis. And he did a fantastic job. But this character is a guy who, if you saw the kids or if you've seen Chicago, you know he's kind of someone who seems to be a bit ignored, right? He's someone who wants to be loved. He's someone who wants to be seen as important. But what tends to happen to him in his life is nobody really pays any attention to him. He's ignored, and more than that, he's treated quite poorly. He's treated poorly by his wife, and then eventually he's treated poorly as well by the lawyer. But the reason why I bring him up is there's a song that he sings, and I'm not going to sing it for you, don't worry. I'm going to say it, but I think it has a lot to do sometimes with how we feel. And Andrew did a great job, and he had this jacket on. As he sang it, he would kind of open his jacket up like this. And the title of the song, I assume, is called Cellophane. And I'm just going to say a couple of lines. Hopefully, I remember them all. So I think it goes, Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, you can see right through me. No, sorry, Lucia, did I say it wrong? What is it? You don't have to sing it. Right through me, walk right through me, by me. I am botching this sermon. Right, so you can walk right by me and never know my name. So the point is that this character felt that he was nobody, right? You could see right through me, he says. You can walk right by me and you can never know my name. I bring that up because I really feel that today the woman that we heard about probably felt like that. She probably felt like many people really didn't notice her, that many people, after all this time that she's been ill, kind of walked right by her. But one person did not. One person noticed her. One person chose to do something about it. And I think sometimes this is something that we feel as well. And this morning's scripture reading is a reminder that our God is someone that does see us, but not only see us, but he does something about it as well. So this morning we continue to be looking at the Gospel of St. Luke, and our gospel has the Lord in the temple, and he's in the temple and he's teaching. And the scripture says that in the middle of his teaching, he sees this woman come in. And the scripture says that this woman had a spirit of infirmity, and she was ill, it said, for 18 years. And her illness, as we heard in the scripture, had to do with her back, right? She was kind of bent over, so she was never able to even raise up her head. And the scripture tells us that as Jesus was teaching, he kind of sees her, right? He sees this woman, he notices this woman, and he stops what he's doing for her. And he calls out to her. And that caught my attention. It caught my attention because, as we said earlier, I'm pretty sure that she was someone that walked into the temple and nobody really paid attention to her. I'm pretty sure at this point, after all these years, people trying to help her and no one was able to, probably nobody paid attention to her except for our Lord and Savior. He sees her. He notices her. But he doesn't just notice her, but he does something about it. And this got me thinking, because I know in my life there have been times where I felt a little bit like her, where I felt like nobody really sees me, nobody really knows my name, and I may be pretty easy to be ignored. I would imagine that some of you feel have felt the same way. Maybe at work, maybe things aren't going well. Maybe no one is noticing the things that you are doing. Maybe no one's noticing the things that you are capable of doing. Maybe you remember when you were in school. Maybe you felt like cellophane. Maybe you felt ignored at school. Maybe some of you continue to feel that way. Maybe even in your homes. But today we are being reminded that just like her, our Lord sees us. But the great thing is he did more than just see her, right? It says that he calls out her name and then he goes over to her. And what does he do? He places his hand on her and he heals her. And he said, "Woman, be freed of your illness." And immediately the scripture says she stands up. And what does she begin to do? She begins to praise God. My friends and my family in Christ, this is what our God has done. He's not just a God who sees, but he's a God who gets involved. He's not just a God who sees what's going on in our lives, but he understands what's going on in our lives. He's not just a God that looks, but he's a God that came to us and got involved and did something about it. And he wants us to be those that do the same. I want to leave you with one last thought. So a couple of days ago, I did a church tour, and I love doing these church tours. It was a group of about 25 people from a local group around here, and it was really nice. So they came in, and what we do in these church tours is we tell them a little bit about who we are, right? We talk about Orthodoxy, but then we talk about all the wonderful and unique things that you see in our church. And I talked to them about two icons, and one of the icons that I talked about was the one way up in the dome. Right? I think those of us who are Orthodox are familiar with this icon. It's the giant icon of Jesus up there, right? And it's called the Pantokrator, right? And it means the ruler of all things, right? It's this giant icon of Jesus being victorious, right? And he's way up in the heavens, and he's huge, and he's looking down on all of us. It's a reminder to us when we walk in here that someone's watching, right? That Jesus, that God is watching us from up high. But then there's another icon in this church. There's an icon on the icon screen, and it's right there. And it's the Virgin Mary. And who's she holding? Jesus. It's a reminder that our God is a God that didn't just watch us from way up high on this throne, watching what's going on, but our God is a God that visited us. Our God is a God that became a child like us. Our God is a God that understands and sees what you're going through, but doesn't only see what you're going through, but he comes and he does something about it. My friends and my family in Christ, the feast that we are all approaching, Christmas, is a reminder to us that our God sees, knows, loves, and came to us to help us, to strengthen us, to give us compassion. So whatever might be going on in our lives, if you feel like no one sees you, know that he sees, but he also wants to be involved in your life as well. So today, as we continue with this morning's liturgy, I pray that all of us realize who our God really is. He's a God that sees all things. He's a God that loves us, has compassion for us, and wants to be involved in our lives. So let's do everything we can to continue going to him like the woman this morning, searching for him that he may have compassion for us as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.